You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that.
If being human isn't what gives me the duty to treat an animal properly, tell me what does.
We have this idea of what it's like to live out the American dream, and maybe that's not God's dream for humanity.
When I was out in L.A. and I was like kind of struggling for a bit, I went to church for a while, but there's a band there now, and you have to hold hands with people through the whole mass now. This is too much for me. I want the old way.
It's poison because it takes off the issue of whether Christianity is true or not. If it isn't true, I don't care if it works. Lots of stuff works.
Wisconsin turkey producers love Issues Etc.
This would be a remarkable headline if it meant what I think the press hopes it means. Women could have greater role in church, says Pope in an interview with the European press. The Pope has made some... Well, he's made some statements that I'm sure are being interpreted as his entire papal service so far since his election has been interpreted by the media as opening the windows of the Vatican and radically changing the teaching and the practice of the Roman Catholic Church with respect to women. But is that what Pope Francis was saying when he talked about women having a greater role in the church recently? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Thursday afternoon. We're coming to you live. It's the 6th of March. We'll be talking with Helen Hull Hitchcock of Women for Faith and Family about Pope Francis's recent statements on women in the church a little bit later. Pastor Todd Peppercorn will join us. There's a lot of difference of opinion among Christians when it comes to how Lent, the season that we have just embarked upon yesterday, is observed. There are the traditional Lenten disciplines of prayer, almsgiving, fasting. Some say none of that. What's the danger of rejecting Lenten practices? Pastor Todd Peppercorn will answer that question for us in a few minutes. And then in the last half hour, our series on Christ in the Old Testament today, Genesis chapter 3, the fall into sin. Feel free to join us, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Helen Hull Hitchcock is founding director of a Catholic women's organization based in St. Louis called Women for Faith and Family. Helen, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Is this recent statement by Pope Francis what I think the press has been hoping he would be doing here, radical reform of the teaching and practice of the church with respect to women?
Well, this was an interview that he gave recently, and in the interview he made some comment about, as he's made before, about a greater decision-making role for women in the Curia. Actually, that's not really very new. And he also said in that same interview that this would be more of a functional promotion. And by that, I think he meant it's not ecclesiastical. He's not advocating ordaining women or anything like that. But the functional role, if you want to call it that, there are already women in who are important in curial offices. One of them is an American professor of law at Harvard, Marianne Glendon, who is the head of one of the pontifical councils on this one is called on social studies or whatever social doctrine. And there's an American woman also, a sister, Sarah Butler, who's on the panel of consultants for the Committee on Doctrine, I mean the Commission on Doctrine, which is perhaps one of the most important commissions in the Curia. I think it's very likely that the role of women will be expanded on those commissions, but that don't require the head of the commission to be, or the dicastery, as they call it, to be a cardinal or a bishop. And I think that that probably will happen. And that would, you know, but there are already women have been serving in those capacities for a long time. So that wouldn't be anything new. And I think that it's very tempting for, especially for secular media, because of the complexities of the Vatican structure and Francis's commitment to revise it and make it work better. I think that there's a lot of temptation to consider that he's going to come in there with a trailblazing idea of revoking church teaching, which is not at all in his program.
Is part of the reason that the media is have such a hard time reporting on this accurately or understanding it, making it understandable to readers and viewers, is just a failure to understand how the Vatican actually works, how it's structured?
That's one of them. And another thing, I think, is the interviews that he gives kind of off the cuff are not official statements of the teaching of the church and are pretty much, I think that he's trying to appeal to Catholics and other Christians and non-Christians in a way that, by this kind of informal way of talking that he has. And I think sometimes we also have problems with translation, too, because he doesn't, unlike Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict, he's not fluent in English. And so when his things are translated into English, sometimes things get a little jumbled, I think. But he didn't say that women would have a role in the ecclesiastical administration of any of the curial offices, that is, those offices that require bishops or cardinals to be in them. But a greater presence in the decision-making areas, perhaps that would be fine, but that's a precedent that and that's not an innovation on his part, because there are already women serving on the committees in the curia.
Also being reported, a meeting last month of the College of Cardinals, a senior German cardinal, said in a speech given there that divorced and remarried Catholics could rejoin the fold through the sacrament of confession, and the Pope has praised the speech as very beautiful and profound. The Church must offer an answer to divorced couples and their families, he said. Is this representative of any difference in Catholic teaching or practice with respect to divorce?
No, it isn't, and he's confirmed that. He said this is not a matter of Church doctrine that has to remain firm. However, I think that the way he put that is somewhat confusing, and there has been, as some of you who pay attention to what's going on in the Catholic Church recently, have seen that the head of the Doctrine of the Faith, Cardinal Gerard Müller, who's a German, has very strongly said that the Church's teaching regarding marriage will not change, and so has Pope Francis. He said it when he was in Argentina as well. He opposed the idea of anything that would erode the doctrine of the Church that marriage is between a man and a woman, and there's no possibility that teaching is going to change. And as far as divorce is concerned, it's also a matter of fundamental Church doctrine that isn't going to change. Now, the other thing is, the thing that is difficult is, sometimes we Christians call pastoral anything that seems to try to reach people where they are and guide them in the right direction. And sometimes people call pastoral something that changes church teaching. So there is a little bit of confusion on that issue, and the confusion comes from the fact that it seems to many people unfair that people who are genuinely, maybe have converted after their first marriage broke up or something, have actually come to understand the meaning of marriage in a way that they didn't before. And so this, some people may think that this would be a way of helping to bring them back to the church. That doesn't mean changing the church teaching at all, to get them to understand the greater truth of the truth of marriage and why divorce is a problem. So that's but the bishops are going to be meeting in October and again next year on the subject of the family, and this will undoubtedly be brought up there, and there will probably be quite an active discussion about all those problems, you know, about how people are not formed properly for marriage, maybe don't understand what it is when they get into it, and what kind of effect this may have on their later situation. But one thing I think is interesting, too, is that almost all of the questions and conflict about that topic come from America and Europe, especially Germany and Switzerland, not from the place where the church is getting the most converts, namely Africa and Asia. So that is not a big issue for them.
One real quick final question for you with about a minute. The Pope did recently speak in those interviews on his media image, so to speak. He said, "I don't like this mythology of Pope Francis. It seems offensive to me to depict the Pope as some sort of Superman or a kind of star." What do you think he's saying about how the media is portraying him?
Well, I think he may be a little bit embarrassed about the way he's depicted in much of the secular media. I saw somebody posted on Facebook a picture of a girl wearing a T-shirt that said has a picture of the Pope in the background and says, that phrase that he used that's been quoted endlessly about who am I to judge? And the T-shirt had that on it. And, you know, of course, the way that that's interpreted is therefore nobody can say anything. Anybody can do anything they want if they feel like it. And that interpretation of that phrase is very unfortunate, but it's going to be with us for a long time.
Helen Hull Hitchcock is founding director of a Catholic women's organization based in St. Louis called Women for Faith and Family. You'll find a link to Women for Faith and Family under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Helen, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is Your Marriage by God's Design. Scott and Julie Stiegemeyer wrote this one. They're regular guests here on Issues Etc. You can find out more about this great book, A Primer on the Vocation of Marriage, a simple thing that can be used either by married couples or people who are anticipating marriage, or even people like a youth group that is learning the first thing about marriage. From the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Your Marriage by God's Design. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order Your Marriage by God's Design. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. When we come back, we're going to talk about the dangers of simply rejecting Lenten practices. Pastor Todd Peppercorn will be our guest.
Check out the updated showroom at Valo Floor Coverings, 1009 Plummer Drive in Edwardsville. Valo's offers free in-home measurement, interior design consultation, and experienced installation. Celebrating 50 years of trusted experience, Valo Floor Coverings, 1009 Plummer Drive in Edwardsville, 618-656-7788 or valofloor.com.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Bible isn't about you, it's about what Jesus has done for you.
Chris Rosebrough talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
I'm going to take three to four of the most popular misquoted evangelical proof texts and demonstrate from the texts themselves that if you read yourself into them, you not only miss the point, you miss the comfort of the cross. And so I'm going to tell you the better story that these texts actually tell you when you put them back into context.
You can meet and hear Chris Roseborough making the case against me-centered, misquoted scriptures June 13th and 14th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois.